Today, Saraji will explain Pamada and Appamada and the difference. And Saraji gives an example. If there are two persons, one is tall, the other one short. So if compared to the short person, the other one's tallness will prevail. And compared to tall person, the shortness of the other person will prevail. In the same way, if there are two persons, ugly one and a beautiful one, the ugliness will prevail if compared to beautiful person, and beauty will also prevail if compared to the other ugly person. In the same way, kusala and akusala, wholesome and unwholesomeness, can be compared. Wholesomeness are the deeds that should be performed, and unwholesomeness are the deeds that should be removed. Comparing these two, one understands better, and Saraji will explain what is Pamada and what is Appamada. Saraji had explained a little bit about Pamada, and yesterday Saraji explained about Mada. Mada means being intoxicated. Having madness is called Mada. Based on one's position, business, good appearance, and so on, one can become intoxicated. In these circumstances, when one becomes intoxicated, in these circumstances, one can become mad, and it will be without any control. Later on, the person also commit unruly acts, and so on. Pamada means negligence, failure, heedlessness. Being negligent to refrain from things that should be refrained. Being negligent to perform things that should be performed is called appamada. It is called pamada. And appamada is the opposite. And Buddha had taught about Pamada and Appamada in Vibhanga, which is one of the Abhidhamma. Based on this, Saraji will continue to explain in the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji. It is said that Chaita Vachaka Lakhano Pamado. Pamada has the characteristic of releasing the mind without any control with mindfulness. So one lets one's mind go free, one lets one mind go stray without any control. And one does not suppress the mind, which is stray, by mindfulness. It is said that Visakha Nupadana, meaning that one lets the mind go stray without suppressing and without controlling. And Nupadana here means giving freedom that the mind is stray without any control and without suppressing, and it is the function of Pamada. Sati vipavasa pachupatano, meaning that pamada has the manifestation of lacking of sati, mindfulness, so that there is negligence, failure, heedlessness, and these are the manifestation. The main point is that Sita Visakha Lakhano Pamado, meaning that Pamada has the characteristic of letting the mind go freely, letting the mind go astray without controlling with mindfulness. One does not suppress the mind with mindfulness, but one keeps the mind free, keeps the mind stray without any control. Buddha's teaching can be called Dhamma Vinaya. Dhamma means guidance and instructions in order to bring benefit of the beings. Guidance and instructions are given and one should follow accurately according to the guidance and instruction in order to gain benefit. So Dhamma is the guidance and instruction in order to bring benefit for the beings. Vinaya is the discipline prohibiting harmful acts. Buddha has set down discipline not to do this, not to do that, not to speak that way, not to think that way. In this way, Buddha has set down discipline so that beings can avoid harmful acts. If one is doing something beneficial, and if one wants to do it successfully, one needs discipline. If one says, I am doing beneficial things, that's it, it doesn't matter, the discipline does not matter, then it will not be appropriate. Even if one is doing things that are beneficial, one must do it according to the discipline. Buddha has prescribed things that is beneficial for this life as well as for the future, beneficial for oneself as well as others. And Buddha had prohibited, Buddha had set disciplines so that beings will not meet harm. So the Dhamma, the doctrine, and the Vinaya discipline are the teachings of the Buddha. Buddha had guided accurately, precisely, so that beings can perform deeds that will be beneficial at the present as well as in the future, for oneself as well as for others. Dana is prescribed. One should give away things with good aim and objective. And sila is prescribed, morality is prescribed, so as to keep one's body, speech, and mind pure and clean. And bhavana, mental development, practice, should be practiced in order to develop the mind and the knowledge. Being negligent, failing to perform these good deeds, such as dana, sila, and bhavana, then one is being negligent to perform wholesome deeds, and it is negligence, failure, heedlessness to perform wholesome deeds, and one will not gain benefit. Vinaya is the discipline that Buddha had taught with Mahakaruna, great compassion. Buddha has set discipline so as to prohibit beings from doing bad deeds such as killing, stealing, and so on. So one should avoid performing unwholesome deeds. One should prevent oneself from doing bad deeds. One should cure, suppress, and uproot these unwholesomeness. It is one's duty to avoid, prevent, cure, and suppress unwholesomeness in oneself. If one is failing to perform this duty, it will be negligence, failure, heedlessness. There will be pamada. Having pamada, negligence, failure, heedlessness, then one will lose benefit and one will meet harm. Having pamada, having negligence, failure, heedlessness, one will be degraded and inferior in this life. Failing to observe sila, morality, one will not be a true human. If one's mind is not pure and clean, one does not have a humane mind. If one does not develop knowledge, one does not possess human knowledge. In this way, the person will be degraded and inferior by lacking to follow the discipline prescribed by the Buddha. There are two things that the human should do. That is to perform deeds that should be performed, to refrain from things that should be refrained. There are also two kinds of negligence. Negligence to refrain from bad deeds that should be refrained from. Negligence to perform good deeds that should be performed. If one is negligent to perform good deeds that are beneficial, then it is not so harmful. One does not get benefit. But if one is negligent to refrain from things that should be refrained from, one will be committing bad deeds by body, speech, and mind. And one lets one's go mind freely without any control with mindfulness. And they think that their life is complete, having freedom. So they let their mind go free, they let their mind go astray, and most of them end up doing bad deeds by body, speech, and mind, so that their physical, verbal, mental behavior become impure, unclean, unwholesome, rude, uncultured, untamed, and thus they are burning and suffering. And also others are harmed by them. Most of the people are doing freely. Most of the people are doing bad deeds freely without any control. And they are having happiness to a certain extent. When they give priority to happiness and enjoyment, they fail to practice moral conduct, and when they die in worry and grief, and they end up in lower existences. So these are the bad consequences that can be gained with pamada, negligence, failure, heedlessness. Having pamada, there will be these bad consequences. In countries that are technologically advanced, standard of living is high, and most of the people, they are living in freedom. They are letting their mind go free. They are letting their mind go astray on happiness and pleasure. They are pursuing happiness and pleasure, and their body, speech, and mind become impure, rude, gross, and suffering. And they are spending their time, spending their life with such things. Based on prudence, one should perform beneficial things. Dhamma, discipline, is the guidance to perform things that are beneficial. And the Vinaya, discipline, the discipline is prescribed so that one does not meet harm. So one should not be negligent to perform things that are beneficial. One should not be negligent to refrain from things that should be refrained from. Refraining oneself, controlling oneself, it may seem that it is suffering to control oneself because one cannot stay in freedom. But actually, by having control of oneself, by refraining oneself, one's body, speech, and mind will be pure and clean. As much one has control of one's body, speech, and mind, the more satisfying one's behavior will become. One's physical, verbal, and mental behavior will become pure, clean, gentle, tamed, cultured, and it is the benefit of refraining. It is the benefit of controlling oneself. So it is very wholesome to have a good control of oneself so that one's body, speech, and mind will be pure and clean, and one will not meet suffering. So this is the benefit of having control of oneself. It is not burdensome to control oneself by body, speech, and mind. Having a good control, one will gain benefit, and also others will gain benefit. And thus, the world will be peaceful. If there is lack of mindfulness, one's own world can be ruined, it can be destroyed, it will not be peaceful. Having a good control of oneself with mindfulness, one's world will be calm, peaceful. If one is not free from enmity, one will not be free from danger. Only if one is free from enmity, one will not meet harm and danger. Buddha taught in Anguttara Nikaya, Virabhaya Suttanta. Vira means enmity, Bhaya means fear or danger. There are two kinds of enmity. The first one is Akusala Vira, unwholesomeness, and Pogala Vira, enemy in the form of person or being. Akusala Vira, unwholesomeness, this enmity is within oneself, and Pogala Vira, it is external enmity, external enemy. The external enemy is not as frightening, but it is the internal enmity that is more frightening because it gives the most trouble. If one's defilements are extreme, if one's lobha dosa become extreme, then there will be selfishness. One does not want the benefit and welfare of others. One has hatred towards others. There will not be any compassion but cruelty towards others. Indulging in these extreme defilements, one commits bad things by body, speech, and mind. Based on these extreme defilements, one commits bad deeds. Having committed bad deeds, one can meet harm. So these defilements are internal enmity. Based on these defilements, one commit bad things, and they are agusala vera, enmity in the form of unwholesomeness, and kilesa vera, enmity in the form of defilements. One should remove these defilements stage by stage. Buddha had taught ways to remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. One should avoid, one should prevent gross defilements from arising. Medium form of defilements should be cured, and refined form of defilements should be suppressed and uprooted. So Buddha had prescribed sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom in order to remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. One encounters external enemy from time to time only, and external enemy is not as frightening. What is more frightening is the internal enmity. If there is lack of mindfulness, if one does not control oneself with mindfulness, then there will be extreme lobha, dosa, moha, extreme greed, hatred, and delusion. When there is extreme dosa, one torments others. If one has extreme lobha, greed, then one takes other people's belonging by force, one commits sexual misconduct, one deceives others in order to have personal gain, and so on. Having extreme dosa, one lie to others so as to destroy others. And also, one takes intoxicants, out of delusion, not knowing the flaws of intoxicants, they think that it is good to take these intoxicants. In this way, when one has a extreme form of lobha, dosa, moha, greed, aversion, and delusion, one is entertaining internal enmity. And internal enmity is the most frightening of all. If one is not free from internal enmity, there will always be fear of danger. A person who has committed wrongdoings will have remorse and regret. Having remorse and regret, one criticizes oneself, one blames oneself, and it will be atanuvadabaya, danger of self-blame, self-criticism. A person who has committed wrongdoings will be blamed and criticized by the surrounding. Others will look down on the person who had done wrongdoings. It is paranuvadabaya, danger of being criticized by the wise. If the person commits things that are unlawful, then one can be punished by law. It is dandabaya, danger of being punished by the authorities. When performing misconduct, one commits these misconduct with bad jitana, bad volition, and this bad volition can lead the person to lower existences. It is dukkati baya, danger of being reborn in lower existences. There will be citrodasa baya. One will be in fear if one has committed wrongdoings. So these dangers are based on internal enmity. Not being able to have victory on the internal enmity, one commits wrongdoings, one will have the danger, fearful danger, as mentioned above. Not being able to have victory on the internal enmity, one meets suffering. So these internal enmity are kusala vera, unwholesomeness enmity, kilesa vera, defilement enmity. And one should overcome, one should have victory on these internal enmity so that one will be free from frightening danger. People are committing these misconduct based on two things. They do not know that internal enmity are frightening. They do not realize the flaws of it. Not knowing that the internal enmity can bring bad results, they do not have moral shame and moral fear from having internal enmity. So they are lacking shame and fear from these internal enmity, and thus they are committing bad deeds such as killing. They are daring to kill others without any control of oneself. If one cannot have control of oneself, one is ruining one's moral conduct. One will not be a true human, and others will get hurt physically, mentally, and so on. So the others also get hurt if one does not control oneself. One does not know that these misconduct are shameworthy. They are frightening. So committing these misconduct without shame and fear, without moral shame and moral fear, the person becomes morally degraded, and the person also torments others so that the others also get hurt and harmed. As a human being, one should wish for the welfare of others. One should have metta, loving kindness towards others. One should understand the benefit and welfare of others. Having metta, loving kindness, having the wish for the welfare of others, then one will have patience, forgiveness, compassion towards others. If one lacks metta, loving kindness, if one lacks karuna, compassion, there will be cruelty. One will not have patience or forgiveness. If someone does something bad, then they will respond it right away with cruelty by killing, hurting the other person. Without compassion, one can commit cruel things such as killings, hurting others, and so on. And one will be hurting others. Hurting others, one also ruins one's moral conduct. Others will also criticize the person who does wrongdoing. Not knowing that these wrongdoings are shameful and frightening, they do not control themselves. Not knowing that these wrongdoings are offenses, they commit these wrongdoings without any control and they suffer. Lacking metta and karuna, lacking loving kindness and compassion, one does not protect others from being hurt, and one does not control oneself. So nowadays, there are a lot of these people who lack moral shame and moral fear from doing misconduct, who do not have metta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion towards others. So they are failing to control themselves. Failing to control themselves with mindfulness, they are also hurting others. They think that it is happy, it is enjoying to leave oneself without any control, to keep oneself in freedom. They think that it is good. They think that it is enjoyable. So when reciting metta chanting, there is the phrase avira hontu, meaning may all beings be free from enmity. What it means here is may all beings be free from internal enmity. May they be free from unwholesome enmity, enmity in the form of unwholesomeness. May they be free from enmity, which are the defilements. If one indulges in extreme lobha, dosa, moha, one commits wrongdoings, and thus one will meet harm and danger. If one is not free from internal enmity, it will lead to physical and mental suffering. If one is free from internal enmity, one will be keeping the five precepts, pure and clean. One can imagine how one's life will be if one can keep the five precepts. And how will the surrounding be if the whole society observe the five precepts? So, committing, killing, and so on, this killing is also internal enmity. And when we say avira hontu, meaning that may they be free from internal enmity, may they be free from unwholesome enmity in the whole in the form of unwholesomeness, may they be free from enmity, which are the defilements. Meaning that avira hontu can directly mean that may they be able to keep the precepts, so that may they be able to keep the precepts and may they be free from danger and harm. So by being free from internal enmity, one will also be free from danger and harm, and it will lead to physical and mental well-being. So when it is said that avira hontu, it means that may they be free from unwholesomeness, may they be free from enmity, may they be able to keep the five precepts well, meaning that may they be able to practice the moral conduct, which is the foundation. By being free from internal enmity, there will be physical well-being and mental happiness. In order to be totally free from internal enmity and the fearful danger, when one attains Sotapattimagga, the first path knowledge, one can be totally free from enmity, internal enmity and danger. As one has not reached this level, when they are practicing Sila Samadhi Panya, morality, concentration and wisdom, one is free from internal enmity momentarily. By practicing Vipassana meditation, one develops Vipassana Jnana, insight knowledge, stage by stage, and finally, one realizes path knowledge. By realizing path knowledge, one will be totally free from enmity. And being free from enmity, one will also be free from harm and danger. Practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can gain the goal of being free from internal enmity and also harm and danger. By walking on the Satipatthana path, one can reach this destination. It is sure to reach this destination. So may you all be able to walk straight on the Satipatthana path so that you will reach the destination where one is totally free from enmity and danger. And may you all attain this stage. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.